This next clip comes to you from Regionally Speaking with Chris Nolte.
This is Regionally Speaking on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Chris Nolte. The organization called Positive Vibes Only has a very special event coming up here in the middle of August to talk about in the city of East Chicago. And to find out more about it, we have with us the musician and songwriter and creator of Positive Vibes Only, R.J. Griffith. And R.J., thank you for joining us on the program today.
Thank you for having me. I'm blessed to be here.
Well, for folks that are not familiar, first off, with what Positive Vibes Only is all about, tell us about it, please.
Yes, Positive Vibes Only, we're a 501c3 organization, and we just love to just entertain, teach kids about how to hone their crafts and their gifts in front of audiences, you know, in a judgment-free zone. We usually have an open mic once a month, mm-hmm. but due to COVID-19, we haven't been able to do any of that. So we are just trying to be able to still be creative and have an event for the community and give back to the community.
Well, certainly in this case, we have with school about to begin again in East Chicago and the area, that here's an opportunity, I guess, coming up to help youngsters out that need the help, especially if they don't have all their school supplies together. Tell us about the idea behind which is, I guess, now the second annual Good Day Drive-Thru Book Bag Giveaway.
Yes. So last year, I wanted to have a book bag drive to give away things to the community, because I just love to see the smiles on kids' faces when they're getting something, especially for free. Mm-hmm. And last year we were able to have a bouncy house. We had free food. We had music going, and they could sing a song for karaoke. We had just different things going on, play basketball, and just great positivity and positive vibes just going all throughout the event. And this year, I was like, we need to do it again because this world is so down and depressed with everything that's going on. So I say, you know what? Despite everything, we're still going to have our second annual Good Day Book Bag Drive, but we're just going to do it pertaining to the CDC laws. So I was like, we're just going to make it drive-through style. Mm-hmm. You know, we're giving away book bags still. People have to wear masks, of course. We're giving away free boxes of food and PPE supplies. And I just want to shout out our partnership with the Jones Foundation, the Larger Than Life Foundation, Blueprint Foods, Southland Voice, and the Illinois Partners in Hope. And they have been a huge help and support of us being able to give away 1,500 boxes of food.
Wow.
And PPE supplies.
Well, that's great. So, yeah,
yes.
This event is going to happen on Saturday, August 15th. It's going to begin at 10 o'clock in the morning, and it'll run till 2 p.m., and it's going to be at the East Chicago Church, which is at 4423 Olcott Avenue. That's in East Chicago. And if you're not familiar with the neighborhood, you can go, of course, online and Google it and check out the maps to find out where it is. Tell us how the setup is going to be, RJ, for folks that come by to the church parking lot and come in to be able to be in line to be able to pick things up.
Yes. Yeah, so what we're going to do is everyone is going to be, like I said, drive-through style. We're going to have multiple people out there. We're going to give you a box of food. And if it depends on how many children are in the car, if that's how many book bags you will get. Mm-hmm. If there are not any children present, you will only receive one book bag per car, because we're still trying to be fair to everyone who comes out to get their book bags and their boxes of food. Boxes of food are, I'm not going to say endless, but 1,500 boxes of food is a lot. So there's enough to go around for everyone, and you're getting PPE supplies. So for anyone who's running out of mask or hand sanitizer, we have you and your child covered. So just come on out. We're going to make sure everything flows smoothly. We're just, this is our first time doing this. So, you know, traffic is a little backed up. We do apologize early, but it's going to be great. We just want to say hello, love on you. We can't touch you, but we can wave at you. So
well,
just come on out.
Well, and you think about it, too. The idea behind Positive Vibes Only has a lot to do with music, as you do personally. I'm assuming that there'll be lots of music played at the site, and people at least get a chance to have some entertainment as they drive through.
Yes, there'll definitely be music playing. Either I'll be DJing, or I may have a local radio DJ, mm-hmm. Who offered his services. That's the coming DJ. So it's definitely going to be music playing. And, yes, I wish I could perform for you all, but, you know, it's drive-through style. So I would love for you all to be out there in person. But if you all would love to see me perform, you know, follow us, you know, on our site and be on the lookout for our next open mic.
That's
hopefully
great.
Soon.
Well, give us the web address, too, so if people want to check out not only this event we've just talked about, but also ones coming up in the future, how they can stay in touch.
Yes, you can go to our website, positivevibesonly.org, and you can follow us on all social media at AlwaysPVO on Twitter, AlwaysPVO on Instagram, and then Positive Vibes Only on Facebook.
That's great.
And we will come up, and we always post our upcoming events. We have the flyers posted, and we're just trying to navigate throughout all of this because we want to get back in person and have, you know, live performances at our open mics again. So we plan to do one, hopefully, sometime in the fall.
Let's hope so, too.
You can listen to Regionally Speaking Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to noon on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM and anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast.